First pack of words, Kratz Mishnah Ches, we're now learning halachas of sewing. Sewing is a melacha was prohibited on Chol HaMoed, unless there's certain circumstances. A hevya toifa gedaka, a person who does not know how to sew, could sew the way he does. In other words, he can't sew a straight line of sewing. When he sews, it goes crooked back and forth, and it's supposed to be small stitches to make them too big. That type of sewing is permitted. The uman maklif, and an expert, he's allowed to sew only if he does it in a non-expert fashion, which basically makes the one stitch higher, one lower, just to keep the things together, but not to look good. Yeah, the idea behind this is that even though he needs this garment, but a maisa uman one should not do unless he's going to take a loss here. It's not an issue of a loss, it's just an issue fixing the garment or making the garment. Yeah, so if a shoe rips on Chol HaMoed, also one should, it's preferable to buy a new one and have it fixed. You can have the one fixed after you undo it and then wear it later on. The beds used to be made out of a frame, and they used to weave some ropes to back and forth to support the mattress. So you're allowed to weave those ropes. Rabbi Yose Aimer in Matchim. He says that also if the ropes got loosened up, you're allowed to tighten them up on Chol HaMoed. But to actually do the weave them lachatchila on Chol HaMoed is up. That's what we're asking, that if you have such a type of bed, you're allowed to tighten it up, but not to start the weaving on Chol HaMoed itself.